This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo joined his Treasury counterpart Steve Mnuchin Monday, announcing the restoration of sanctions targeting Iran's oil, banking, and transport sectors. Pompeo said the objective is to starve the Iranian regime of revenue to fund violent and destabilizing activities.
The Iranian regime has a choice. It can either do a 180-degree turn from its outlaw course of action and act like a normal country, or it can see its economy crumble. We hope a new agreement with Iran is possible.
After pulling out of the 2015 international nuclear deal with Tehran in May, the Trump administration is targeting Iran's main sources of revenue to curb its nuclear and missile ambitions and activities in the Middle East. Mnuchin said the sanctions are sweeping.
Today we sanctioned more than 700 individuals, entities, aircraft, and vessels as part of Treasury's largest ever single-day action targeting Iran.
Iran's President Hassan Rouhani accused the U.S. of targeting ordinary Iranians with an economic war. Tehran resident Mustafa Bafava said the sanctions affect our lives 100%. He said devaluation of the currency endangers his life. The U.N. Security Council is considering lifting sanctions on Eritrea as early as next week following the normalization of ties with neighboring Ethiopia. Eritrea is under an arms embargo and a regime of targeted sanctions, including a travel ban and asset freezes. Some council members want to maintain the sanctions until Eritrea and Djibouti resolve their border dispute. Tanzania's government is distancing itself from a crackdown on homosexuality in the capital, Dar es Salaam. The Foreign Affairs Ministry said the actions taken are those of the local governor, Paul Makonda, not the government. Makonda said homosexuality tramples on the moral values of the country's Christians and Muslims. This is VOA News. U.S. voters head to the polls Tuesday for a national non-presidential election, widely seen as a referendum on 2 years of Donald Trump's presidency. Mr. Trump has been crisscrossing the country in campaign rallies for Republican candidates for Senate, the House of Representatives, and statewide offices.
We're going to Ohio, we're going to Indiana, we're going to Missouri, and I think we're going to have a very good day. They're packed houses, every one of them is packed, and there is a great electricity in the air.
Former President Barack Obama campaigned Monday for candidates for the Democrats in Virginia.
The good news is that all across the country, what I'm seeing is this great awakening. People, I think, who had taken for granted that we had made certain strides, we had made certain progress, suddenly people woke up and said, oh, I guess we can't take this for granted.
A University of Florida professor expects 40 million Americans to have cast ballots early or to do so Tuesday, representing a 45% turnout, the highest for such an election in half a century. Saudi-backed pro-government forces are pressing an assault on the rebel-held Yemeni Red Sea port city of Hodeidah. Fighter Ali Naji said morale is high among the troops and the Houthi rebels are in flight. The international community is alarmed. An assault entry point for most food imports and relief supplies would risk triggering a famine. Former Sri Lankan President Mahinda Rajapaksa rallied tens of thousands of his supporters Monday as the power struggle over who leads the country continues. Rajapaksa was named by President Maithripala Sirisena to replace the sacked Ronald Rick Ramasinghe, plunging the South Asian island nation into political turmoil. The Pakistani lawyer who represented a Christian woman freed from 8 years on death row for violating the country's blasphemy laws said at The Hague Monday he was forced to flee for his life Saturday and has no idea where his client, Asia Bibi, is.
I'm not happy here to be without her. I could have been much happier. But everybody said that, no, you are the prime target at the moment.
Bibi was convicted in 2010 but professed her innocence. She was acquitted by the Pakistan Supreme Court last week. The U.S. Olympic Committee has taken steps to disband USA Gymnastics after its team's leaders failed to deal with a sex abuse scandal. Team Dr. Larry Nassar has been jailed for life after abusing dozens of athletes. A man has died after being attacked by a shark in waters off Australia's northeast coast Monday, the third such attack in the last 2 months. The 33-year-old Australian was paddleboarding and swimming at the time. Two others, a 12-year-old girl and 46-year-old man, were injured in similar shark attacks. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.